The retreat that I led recently at Vajrasana, there was a lot of women there who'd already had a very strong spiritual practice before coming, before being parents. And my sense is that there is a kind of, we are trying to come to grips much more with how do we do this. There's kind of more of a dialogue going on at the moment within Friends of the Western Buddhist Order and within, within mothers and Buddhists and parents. And I do feel it has something to offer because I think there is a real void in current teaching of children at schools. There's a spiritual void. And children love, they really have a sense of the sacred. They really have a sense of wonder and beauty. And there's very little going on at the moment for children to participate in, to really get a feel for that, a glimpse of that. And I think by providing these environments, by just having a shrine in your house and other children coming in and, just seeing, my little boy, 1.5, seeing something happening. I think it is putting something into the world that maybe not on a very obvious level, but I really do feel that it's bringing something in. And when I go past, I live in Hackney, when I go past, I see the playgrounds and I see the children in the playgrounds and how they're being with each other, and there's just so much harshness, so little sense of honouring something. This religion as a paradigm has lost its ability to move or kind of call respect forward. But I think, what we're doing here, I do have a strong sense that that's laying some tracks somewhere in our children. That's laying some tracks so that perhaps if they choose to take up spiritual practice, they've got something there. They've got something already there that, may allow them to go deeper perhaps in their lifetime than otherwise. So one thing I've learned a lot for my daughter goes to a Steiner school, and I think there's a lot, I feel I've learned a huge amount about how they do kind of children in sacred space. It's very, very wonderful, and they rely a lot on rhythm, repetition, reverence and beauty, and I think those things are things that we also provide within retreats, if we can provide that more and more within our practice at home with our children, I think that does have a very strong effect. And I think that, obviously the most powerful effect that we have on our children is our own practice, taking our own practice seriously and then seeing us loving it and being loving. Because, as the saying goes, that spiritual life isn't taught, it's caught. But I think that in being kind of mirrors or beacons in some senses for children, I do think that we are creating the conditions for Shambhala warriors to arise more strongly in the world.